Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, last day of the Minnesota State Fair. It has been a long haul. It's 14 days for us. It's 12 days for the people. It is 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Today is the last day. If you have not come out and seen us at this point, we were there yesterday. Spent all day there yesterday, as a matter of fact. And with that said, we have one more day left. If you have not come out, if you have not taken the time to come out and see us, do come out and see us. We are on the bottom floor of the grandstand on the east end, third row in. Let me say it again. Grandstand, bottom floor, east end, third row in. And without further ado, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and pull up Stephanie Joy from the Minnesota State Fair right now. And Stephanie, can you go ahead and give us an update as to what's going on down there at the Minnesota get-together? We'll try that again. Are we there, Stephanie? Oh, I guess we don't have Stephanie yet, but we'll do our best to go ahead and pull her up when that time is. But if you're looking on the screen right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. What you're seeing is Stephanie actually confronting a girl yesterday at the Minnesota State Fair. We were walking up and down and reaching out to the people at the Minnesota State Fair, and we always try to target the lowlies because they are the ones that are completely being overlooked, and we don't want to be the ones that are responsible for overlooking those that were called to go out and seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. We're supposed to go to the lost sheep, right? Well, that's who we're going to. If you're looking on the screen right now, she has a satanic shirt on. She has a pentagram on as well on that shirt, and I looked at her and I said, Stephanie, because we always kind of go girl to girl, guy to guy, if need be, and I said, listen, go get her really quick. And in the meantime, I was over there hanging out with the guys from Black Lives Matters. I wanted to go over there because when you take the time to go over and talk to those people at Black Lives Matters, you're going to find out that they are not at all the way that the mainstream media portrays them. Folks, they always use the radicals on the front end to try to sell you a narrative as to how these groups are. Also consider who's funding these groups. But with that aside, you take the time to go talk to some of the people at the booths, which, by the way, very far and few between visit. It's interesting how cool these people really are. So I see that we have Stephanie Joy up online with us right now from the Minnesota get-together. Stephanie, I already did a somewhat of an introduction, just highlighted the girl that you confronted yesterday with the satanic T-shirt on. Can you go ahead and give us an update as to what is transpiring at the fair today?
Well, what's interesting about the Minnesota State Fair is not obviously everyone is going to set foot inside of the church building. Not everyone is going to set foot inside of a conservative meeting, but people will go to the fair. You've got the entire gamut of people. You've got, you know, your young, your old, your liberals, your conservatives, your Christians, your God haters, your God lovers, but we're being a light in a dark place. For those of you who are familiar with Pilgrim's Progress, it's kind of like setting up shop in Vanity Fair, But we're so glad to be here. The first couple of days I was here, I had a couple that was extremely mocking God. And, you know, she was proud of her three marriages, her abortion, so on and so forth. And by that, and when you deal with people like that, you become a defender of the faith. And you, those people need the law of God. They need to have an acknowledgement of their sin. They need conviction. And those that come up that are broken, that they need the grace of God poured into them, that's what you give them. And everyone here is getting the gospel message. I had a lady come up today. She said, thank you for what you're doing. But there was an anointing there. And what's so interesting is that part of your testimony was coming to the state fair and someone left a track in the bathroom, but nobody loved you enough to say, here, you know, here's the gospel message. And that's what we're doing wherever we go. So we get all different types, but it's awesome because literally I had a guy come up a couple days ago and he said, you know, you talked to me. And when I came, the girl that I was with, we were both on, he was clean at that point, but she was on meth. Now she came this year. Now she's clean. They're married. Testimonies like that of God's faithfulness and people, you know, we're, like Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. We're either planting, we're watering, or we're seeing the fruits of salvation come forth. And that's exactly what Christians are meant to do, is not be at ease inside the church building, the church walls. It's easy to stand for your faith amongst all people who are like-minded. They're with you. But when you have to stand with God on your side and us on God's side, standing here being faithful witnesses, in a place that can be hostile, you know, people try to combat you, that's what we're meant to do. We're called to be Christians and boldly proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, my righteous are made as bold as lions. So I think every Christian should have the opportunity to obviously be out in the world sharing their faith with the lost who absolutely need it.
Isn't it interesting that when we're out there doing what we're doing, like, for example, yesterday when you took the time to go over and reach out to that Satanist who had literally Satan on her shirt with a pentagram on her shirt, she didn't expect a Christian to actually walk up to her and do what she did, what you did, Stephanie, in actually reaching out to her and loving her enough to actually confront her with her sin. I mean, after all, the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2. And it was interesting her response. Can you go ahead and share with everybody, Steph, as to what her response was after you tracked her, giving her the law of God as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ?
She was a very sweet girl, and I think when we were done, I talked to her and said, yeah, she was very nice. He said, she's just misguided. She's just lost. And in fact, you'll find that a lot of the quote-unquote professed Christians who come to the booth, they'll say, bless you, or thank you for what you're doing, but they won't do anything to support or help you. But then you get a heathen person come up with a beer in their hand. They're like, oh, I'll take one of those. I love that. But going back to this woman, she was a very sweet lady. Yeah, she had a satanic shirt on. And most Christians would kind of maybe whisper to their husband or wife and shy away from her.
That's right.
Well, we're saying this girl needs the gospel message. If not you, then who? If not now, then when? I mean, do you really love people enough to bring the truth? You know, as Charles Spurgeon who said, have you no desire for others to be saved? Then you're not saved yourself. If your heart does not go out in compassion to a lost and dying world, but I would question your own salvation. But you'll find a lot of times those people that you, that kind of look weird and they got, you know, all these tattoos and piercings and whatever, they're the nicest people when you talk to them because they're just simply lost.
Yeah,
no one ever loved them enough to tell the truth.
Well, Romans 10:14 tells us, how are they to believe without a preacher? I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in all my life. But here again, that is the reason that we're at the Minnesota State Fair, is because we are doing what literally, and we're not trying to be exceptional. We are obeying the Lord. We just love him a little bit more than most people do. But the fact of the matter is, that's the reason that we're there, is because we're willing to go ahead and cross the line and reach into the lost that we're commanded by God to go out and reach and seek and save that which is lost. Steph, thanks for the time. I totally appreciate the update, but for the sake of time, I'm going to get offline. I've got a ton of topics to cover. Again, thanks for the phone call, Stephanie. Totally appreciate it. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, bottom floor, the grandstand, final day, east end of the grandstand, Minnesota State Fair, third row in. Come out and say hey to us before the end. We got until 8 o'clock tonight to say hey to you. We'll be right back. sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to let you know that the new book is out, Soldiers of the Cross. Again, another one coming out in about a week and a half. The third book will be out. I don't know, but we're almost, I'm guessing probably 85% done with that book right now. It has been a summer, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the store. We also have our friends that have read it. We're waiting for some of their feedback. You're seeing on screen right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those that have read it, they seem to be very appreciative, and I appreciate that as well. And we just appreciate real friends taking the time and actually seeking out more information in which they may not have at this point to only grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We also have the T-shirts that are available. These are going really well right now too, folks. And get them while we have them. You'll have your order in about 3 to 5 days. On the back of the Soldiers of the Cross T-shirt, you will see a quote by Peter Muhlenberg, where it says, there is a time for all things, a time to preach, a time to pray, but there's also a time to fight, and that time has now come, folks. We are there, to say the least. We are there. I wanted to show something to you really quick, because this is some of the information that people are talking about, where Fauci's coming out and again spouting off his misinformation. And if you remember right, Fauci, Anthony Fauci, who is a repeat war criminal, and he is a repeat criminal against humanity because the people fail to hold him accountable to the laws that the rest of us are held accountable to, and rightfully so, we should be. But the people in this country, again, are the government, and we should be holding them accountable. And ask the questions as to why our government hasn't held him accountable, and why is it that he's re-engaging now, ready to assail the people on a global basis once again. Well, look at this. This is the NewYorkPost.com. Fauci roasted as fraud and liar after being confronted with damning study on masks. Well, what are you talking about? Well, let me show you this first and foremost, because, again, friends, this is the very reason I stated the topics. because they will re-engage. And most people are talking about something else right now that doesn't matter for the most part. And what are they doing? They're re-engaging to attack again, just like I said they would. And this is what happens when you fail to deal with the people. And I'm talking about criminals within the agencies in the United States of America, regardless if it's governments, medical, whatever the case might be. But look at this. Remember when Fauci first came out concerning this whole curb, this coronavirus, this whole crisis that was man-made and created? Remember when it first came out? They just wanted to test the people and see if they would wear a mask for a week or two. Do you remember this? Remember also, prior to him telling you to put a mask on, remember he did a interview where he was telling the people that were questioning him, the useful idiots throwing softballs at him, that the masks don't work. And then before you knew it, he was telling everybody to put a mask on. And I continuously showed this to the American people. And what it says here, friends, is that it tells you, the manufacturers are telling you that it does not prevent virus. Okay, again, this is the manufacturer. Who would know better than those that created the masks? Nobody, okay? I want to show you the interview, and it's just short, friends. It's about 3 minutes long, but I, again, want you to see what is transpiring here. I'm telling you to obey God. I'm telling you to resist the tyrants. I'm telling you to hold governments, or should I say, those that were grilling the likes concerning congressional oversights. I'm telling you to hold the Rand Pauls and the Jim Jordans accountable for the justice that they have left off. Now, keep in mind, justice guards our liberty. We haven't gotten any justice, Americans. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Isaiah 51, verse 4. It's the heart of God. Jeremiah 9, 24. And because of that, the American people settled for another fleecing of all these individuals that were doing these alleged grillings, only to find out that they were capitalizing off of buying stock into remdesivir, like the Rand Pauls and the gist and the line, game and the show goes on with within the circus of politics. It's coming around again, and here we are, friends. And I am telling you again, read Romans 12:21, and it is time for you not only to resist, but it's also time for you to reprove and to hold them accountable, Ephesians 5:11. So let's go and see how he was taken to task concerning his lies this last week. Actually, this just happened 7 hours ago that I received this. And again, I want you to see it for yourself.
With a volume of cases as such, and organizations like the CDC recommend, CDC doesn't mandate anything. I mean, recommends that people wear masks. I would hope that they abide by the recommendation and take into account the risk
to
themselves.
They don't mandate anything. Did everybody hear this? See, they want you to believe their lies. See, this is what I'm talking about when I say they put the light for darkness, darkness for light, the truth for the lie, and the lie for the truth. They actually expect you to believe their lies. Hey, folks, I was banned from Delta because I didn't play along with the Gestapo at the airports. What do you mean they mandate nothing? The CDC has no constitutional authority over your life any more than it does mine. Neither does the WHO. Neither does the federal government. Neither does the state government. Neither do the airports. Why? Because they don't have the constitutional authority to do any of what they did over the last 3 years. But don't sit there and tell me they didn't try to force mandate it because I was banned off of Delta because I wasn't going to play the game. Just call them up and ask them. Okay? Let's listen to the rest of this nonsense.
And to their families. And again, we're not talking about forcing anybody.
This is brand new, folks.
Totally understood. There is a perception out there by many, how many I don't know, that they don't work, and that the data concludes that they didn't work in the first go round. Respond to that on masks.
Yeah, well, that's not so. I mean, when you're talking about at the population level, that the data are less strong than knowing that if you look on a situation as an individual protecting themselves or protecting them from spreading it, there's no doubt that masks work. Different studies give different percentages of advantage of wearing it, but there's no doubt that the weight of the studies, and there have been many studies, indicate the benefit of wearing masks.
I'm going to refer to one of them. You've heard about it before. I heard about it from a number of radio callers. Brett Stevens in the Times talked about Cochrane. Put that on the screen. The most rigorous and comprehensive analysis of scientific studies conducted on the efficacy of masks for reducing the spread of respiratory illness, including COVID-19, was published last month. Its conclusions, said Tom Jefferson, the Oxford epidemiologist who is the lead author, were unambiguous. There is just no evidence that they, masks, make any difference, he told the journalist Mayan Damasi, full stop. But wait, hold on. What about the N95 masks as opposed to the lower quality? Surgical or cloth masks makes no difference. None of it, he said. Well, what about the studies that initially persuaded policymakers to impose mask mandates? They were convinced by non-randomized studies, flawed observational studies. How do we get beyond that finding of that particular review?
Okay, so again, they want to put the microphone up to the liar so he can drive the narrative again. But you know what? Kudos to this guy for actually pulling him out and telling the truth, because most people don't do that. Most people don't do that, but he did. So again, kudos to this individual for actually doing his job. Wanted to show you something else here as well concerning what is going on in the military. Do you see this, folks? This is SlayNews.com. Military whistleblower exposes huge heart failure spike in vaxxed personnel. When they're talking about what's going on with the masks again, trying to get that back in line with the American people, which I don't believe it will this time, at least it won't with me again. It's interesting to take note, friends, as to what, in fact, is going on with all of this, because they're trying to get your eyes on the masks rather than all the people that are dying through the experimental jabs. And that's why they have Fauci out there again. And don't forget, hey folks, don't forget that doctor, he wants to call himself doctor, he's a mass murderer is what he is, okay? But interestingly enough, according to the NewYorkPost.com, Dr. Fauci and his wife's wealth skyrocketed by $5 million during the pandemic. Okay, and again, reverting back to what we always say here, friends, if you want to see what the pill and the jam is, just see how they play the problem solver. And the way to do that, friends, is to see who is actually making the revenue or the return off of the crisis that was created. They all did. They all did. And I played a piece last Friday by a guy named Russell Brand, who just, he did a fantastic job in highlighting all of the billionaires that were made out of COVID-19 and that whole narrative that was sold to you by the federal and state government and the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled media. Well, I want to show you this, too, because it gets weirder.
The same school of thought.
And it gets weirder, and it gets weirder, and it gets weirder. Last week, I had showed you a video of how Klaus Schwab, somehow or another, the guy's still out there doing what he's doing as well. It's almost like watching Darth Vader. It really is truly that. And you got to ask yourself the question, if that's not what it was predicated or premised on concerning Star Wars, because they always want you to think it's fictitious, when in fact it's not fictitious at all. It's actually happening that way. I'm going to play a piece of evil Klaus Schwab on the other side of this break, folks, and tell me it's not getting weirder, because it is. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
A heat wave hitting roughly two-thirds of the U.S. isn't expected to let up as Labor Day weekends wind down. Temperatures in the 90s and low 100s are likely to stretch in the plains to the East Coast today. Conditions could change records in major metros like Chicago, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada as extreme flooding has left tens of thousands of people stranded. More rain fell Sunday, causing muddy campgrounds and road closures in Nevada's Black Rock Desert. At least one person has died. Jimmy Buffett won't be forgotten anytime soon in Key West, Florida. The city held a procession yesterday in honor of the singer and part-time resident after his death Friday, with about 2,500 people taking part. Dave Collins, USA News.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I want to jump over and I want to show you a video. It's very odd. It's very bizarre. There's enough content in this video where you don't even need to be watching it, but if you'd like to watch it, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. By the way, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, last week I showed you a video of Donald Trump hanging out with Klaus Schwab, telling everybody that was getting together for this global initiative at the World Economic Forum, talking about how good of a job he's been doing. And prior to that, I also highlighted a video of an individual that has itemized all of the crimes of Klaus Schwab, who he is, where he came from, what he means to establish. He wants to establish a Fourth Reich. And after you see just a bit of this video here, you're going to understand exactly what's going on here. Again, it goes back to what we've been talking about for 5 years here. People don't want to pay attention to it. They don't have to. If they think that we're some conspiracy theorists out there, again, we ran out of conspiracies because they've all come true. The theories have, right? Jeremiah 11:9. So go ahead and take a look at this, and you can see, I don't understand for the life of me. This is one of the first things I'm going to ask the Lord. How is it that wicked men are followed by the millions? Why is it that they submit to these devils, knowing that they're devils indeed? John 8:44. I just don't for the life of me understand it. He seems like he was the bad guy. There was Darth Vader, and then there was the bad guy that was given all the directives in Star Wars. Folks, you tell me that there's not an eerie similarity going on here, because there definitely is. This is Klaus Schwab. Check this out.
Same school of thought and studied under the same professor.
Look at this guy. Professor Klaus Schwab. I wonder how much
some
that cost them.
People would say this revolution is characterized by the fight of robots against human beings. And we will win this fight.
Professor Klaus Schwab was born in 1938 in Ravensburg, Germany, where Nazi crimes against humanity were committed. His father, Eugene Wilhelm Schwab, was the managing director of Escher Weiss Ravensburg.
You see the connection here, folks?
Slave labor to
manufacture
weapons of war.
People are more and more on a daily basis awakening to this.
While Klaus's father was at the helm, the Nazi party awarded Escher Weiss Ravensburg the title of National Socialist Model Company. Years later, Klaus Schwab joined the board of directors at Escher Weiss Ravensburg, where he played a key role in the development of South Africa's nuclear weapons program during the darkest years of the racist apartheid regime. Today, Klaus Schwab is the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum.
This is who's given the directives, folks.
If you'd like to meet the people who are supposed to repair the state of the world, or give a piece of your mind to the bankers who helped get us into this mess, we can tell you where to find a lot of them. The World Economic Forum.
Founded in 1971, the World Economic Forum is an international private organization which receives billions of tax-free dollars from its members and their global enterprises. Every year, the WEF brings together its members with world leaders, big pharma executives, tech titans, Hollywood celebrities, media personalities, and internet influencers to meet in the secluded mountains of Davos, Switzerland.
It is a tiny town folded into the Swiss Alps, a village where you could bump into Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, the head of Google, and the Queen of Jordan, all in one
place.
That
should be enough right there for you.
A lot of reporters cover the forum, but few get inside. It turns out there are two Davoses, one you see and one you don't. After hours, there are hundreds of private parties where deals are done. People who can't be seen together in public can meet here.
Your Royal Highnesses, Excellencies, distinguished heads of
this
state
is
and government,
bizarre.
The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here.
The future is built by us. Isn't that what Satan said? Isn't that the reason that he was cast out of heaven? Isaiah 11? Absolutely. Somebody just said online, I hope you speak as a man when you say stuff like that, by the way, my friend. But when you say, I thought he was defeated, the Bible is clear that he is defeated. See, the problem is you're not exercising the power that Christ gave you. When Jesus said, it is finished, that was the defeat. And when you look in the book of Colossians, what does it say? It tells us, had they known, the bad guys, the devil himself and his minions, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And then when you go to Luke 10:19, what does it tell us? Well, Jesus empowers his church over all the works of the devil. Right? So don't blame the Lord for what you leave undone. And I'd be very careful about mocking Scripture, just for the record. Okay? Because we're not in the business of doing that in any sense of the word. They are a defeated foe. The question is, not why is God allowing this? Why is 7 or 8 or 9 billion people on the planet tolerating this guy that thinks he's given directives through Darth Vader to destroy his political opposition? That's the real question. Shame on the people that's standing down to a lunatic like this.
Klaus Schwab, the founder of the WEF, is particularly upfront and even proud of its ability to shape and influence world politics.
And he's paying for it.
See, community of global shapers as a means, as a force to shape our common future.
And of course, their Global Young Leaders Program is a grooming ground so that when they ultimately infiltrate cabinets,
he penetrates the cabinets,
they will likely tend to govern a certain way.
Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
The names and the countries he mentioned ended up being some of the most dystopian and authoritative during this pandemic.
Names like Ms. Merkel, Vladimir Putin, and so on.
Other names? Jacinda Ardern, Sebastian Kurz, Mark Zuckerberg.
Pay attention to all of those that they have sold to you as the left and the right. Pay attention to all of those bad guys from Russia and China, right? And the United States of America. Pay attention to the fact that they're all a part of the World Economic Forum. But they have to sell it to you that they're at war with each other when in fact they're not. They're the ones conspiring to establish the rest of us, to enslave us. Either do what we say or else. Folks, they're trying to create a world without the Lord, which will never happen. It'll never happen. It's not going to happen this time. There's going to be war again because the American people or people on a global basis tolerate these lunatics. And that's why we're in the position that we are in today. We have enough information to deal with the corrupt friends. We have enough information. We all know them by name. And yet people still want more information as to what the bad guys are doing. How about you send the message in actually get them to go in motion to worry about the way that you're living your life rather than how they're living their lives, friends. Give me a break. Okay? And we got to get this right. Watch the rest of this.
Jack Ma, Gavin Newsom, Stephane Bancel.
They're all there, friends.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Sanjay Gupta,
actors,
Dr. Leanna Wen,
they're all
Alexander
actors.
And Jonathan Soros, George Soros' sons, and several of the Rothschilds. And, of course...
Now, who could represent such a world better than you, Prime Minister?
In 2014, Klaus Schwab called for the Great Reset.
We need a Great Reset.
Which he positioned as the solution to the world's
again,
most urgent
issues. So again, just highlighting this, they're pre-planning all of that which takes place. I got a video from the 60s concerning David Rockefeller. Basically, foreplanning, forecasting, and pre-planning what took place on September 11th, 2001. And it gets weird, but there's no question about it. They're pre-planning. If you ever question what I'm telling you right now, you tell me why the Simpsons are constantly predicting happenings, in some cases years and decades before it comes to pass. Because they're pre-planning these things. That's how they do what they do. And again, we can listen to the President of the United States from the 30s who said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. What didn't you hear about? What didn't you hear in that statement of his? Now, I'm not saying every little thing is pre-planned, but I'm telling you everything on a massive scale is pre-planned. There's no question about it. And I am sick and tired of it.
The dark reality of Schwab's agenda is detailed in his best-selling book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. His endgame mission is to replace independent governance with a top-down controlled, one-world government, and a central bank-controlled digital currency.
When they say, you'll be happy, what they mean is, you'll be enslaved. That's why they're talking about a Great Reset. That's why they're talking about introducing this quasi-communist, quasi-socialist agenda. They know we've run the course where we cannot continue down the path of the ever-increasing indebtedness because we have a generation that quite literally cannot afford to buy a house.
Millions of Americans are priced out of buying a home.
And so it's easy to tell that generation, we're going to forgive you college debt.
Student debt relief.
And set your expectations lower. You're going to rent forever. We're going to celebrate the tiny house movement.
That's right. So the list goes on. That's exactly what communism is. They teach you to shoot for the floor rather than the stars. Just ask George Bush, W. Bush, when he came in with No Child Left Unindoctrinated. And then you had Common Core. The list goes on. Sal, Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? Oh, you know what? I did not mean for that break to jump on us that quick. I'll come right back and I'll pick you up, okay, my friend? Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm trying to get to the main topic here. We got a lot of information to get caught up on. Ripping off another mask today, okay? 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take Sal from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, this Klaus Schwab, he's already having kids in schools in Europe eating bugs in their food. He wants everybody else to eat bugs. That doesn't include him or any other people on top. He wants everybody eating insects. I am not going to do that. And one more thing real quick. Donald Trump started the USMCA. There are five people on that panel. Only two of them are for the United States. It's basically every country except the United States gets to manufacture stuff, stick it to the American people any way you can. And that's Donald Trump, everybody. You don't have to like it, but you have to look at the facts. You don't have to believe us. Look it up.
That's right.
You don't have to trust us.
Yeah, amen. If facts are stubborn things, right, Sal? I mean, I don't know why people refuse to see the truth of the matter, and how they attempt to continuously justify his actions, and that's what they're not paying attention to. They're simply listening to what he's saying, and they're not holding.
He's saying we will not comply. He started all this. Don't ever
exactly
forget it,
right.
Everybody.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yep, you got it. Thanks for the call, Sal. I totally appreciate you, brother. So folks, ripping off another mask. I'll tell you what, I got a whole nother portion of information I want to dump on you. But since Sal just brought up Donald Trump, and again, there is 900 to 1,000 different presidential candidates, maybe even more than that, go to ballotpedia.com, and you're not hearing from any of them. But we are hearing from the mainstream media and the Mockingbird media is they want to put him back into play. Now, for why? Do remember, Donald Trump, just like I said, he ain't in trouble, folks. This is all smoke and mirrors. Everybody that thinks that he is the victim of this corrupt system, no, that is a tactic that the communists play in hoping that you believe that they are the majority when, in fact, you are the minority. You have been deceived in a major, major way. Donald Trump never stood against the establishment. If anybody can prove otherwise, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, Donald Trump is also calling for all of you worshipers out there, Acts 12:22. This is the voice of a God and not a man. I'm here to tell you folks, he is getting caught in his lies, and people are slowly becoming aware by judging him by his fruits. Matthew 7:16-20. Also read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15 when you get a moment. But he's also calling forth, friends, 15-minute cities. You've heard this? Donald Trump is calling forth 15-minute cities. I want you to see this. I played this last week.
Your building is going to have 500.
And I want you to see what he's trying to sell to you. And, of course, if Donald says it, because nobody does it better than narcissistic Donald Trump, or should I say Benito Mussolini's second cousin, right? Donald does it the best. He wants to sell you 15-minute cities. Does anybody know what 15-minute cities really entail? I didn't think so. Here, go ahead. This is Donald Trump selling this. Now listen to this guy exposing it.
Designing these new little mini cities that they call districts, where your building is going to have 500 or 600 units for living, then it's going to have office space, then it's going to have retail, all in the same building. Meanwhile, it's only going to have a few parking spaces. They're literally putting huge signs in the streets, and they all look exactly the same, and it says City of Toronto Rezoning, and they are all identical. You'll see a building that was there previously getting torn down, and you're going to see what they call a mixed-use development. And it has residences on top, office buildings and retail in the middle and the bottom, and then almost no infrastructure for parking. There's not even enough parking for the people living there. You're supposed to live upstairs, work somewhere in the building, go to the gym or your Starbucks or your grocery store, everything in the building. So basically, you're living on lockdown your entire life, just like they wanted you to do with COVID. Remember with COVID when you were on lockdown and they said you couldn't go more than 5 kilometers away from your house? Well, if you don't have a car, guess what? You're never going to go more than 5 kilometers away from your house. And that's what the 15-minute city is designed to do.
Okay, so you got that, right? I just want to make sure we all got that, right? I'm not the one selling that to you. I'm not the one trying to convince you that you need this. No, I'm not trying to be your daddy. Nope. Who is? Just like Sal. I'm turning the show a little bit because of what Sal was talking about, and that's what we do here. Check this out.
In our country again, these freedom cities will reopen the frontier, reignite American imagination, and give hundreds of thousands of young people and other people, all hardworking families, a new shot at home ownership, and in fact, the American dream. Another big opportunity is in transportation. Dozens of major companies in the United States and China are racing to develop vertical takeoff and landing vehicles for families and individuals. Just as the United States led the automotive revolution in the last century, I want to ensure that America, not China, leads this revolution in air mobility. These breakthroughs can transform commerce, bring a giant infusion of wealth into rural America, and connect families in our country in new ways. Likewise, through our strategic national manufacturing initiative, which is going to be very big and very, very successful, we will turn forgotten communities into hives of industry, producing the goods we will no longer import from China, We will also have a major initiative on lowering the cost of living with a special focus on lowering the cost of a new car and lowering the cost to build a single-family home.
Okay, but does that apply to them? No, of course not. It never applies to them. Another point Sal made. He was exactly right. How are all these new ideas, how is it that they want absolute control? They want to be the innovators. They want to be the ones that profit from all of their said innovation. And at the end of the day, you're enslaved and they make more money and more wealth. And P.S., it's not always just about the money. It's about the control at this point because they got all the money that they want. And this is happening because the American people and people in other countries across the globe are allowing their governments to steal the coffers. And I'm talking about the tax dollars that are being paid by the people in these prospective countries to continuously allow them to wield control over the lives of their subjects. They're no longer, friends, representative governments. They're not acting that way. And when it comes back to America, because we're broadcasting into 53 countries, and where it matters right now, friends, to us Americans, is we have forgotten our biblical foundations in understanding that we, the people in this country, are absolutely the government. And those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. And if we have forgotten that, this is why they are where they're going right now. And they're on the road that they're on and where they're trying to take us all with them. And by the way, I am not signing up. I am not going down the same road. When you read Proverbs 24:21, what does it say? It says, meddle not with them that are given to change. That all of this is predicated on change. Okay? Folks, one of the things that I say on the show quite a bit is if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. The only change that the present generation needs is to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, so we can understand what our forefathers' intent under God was and is. Here's the good news. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. You still have the freedom to stand up and obey God and resist tyrants, which is obedience to God. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. What are you doing with that gift of freedom? Because it matters the most right now. They're zeroing in on your kids. Let me say it again. They're zeroing in on your kids. And they're not their kids. The state government has no children. The federal government has no children. Look what's happening. Folks, they're not hiding anything any longer. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. It's time for us that they want, concerning those at the top, want us to believe that we're at the bottom. It's time for us to remind them lawfully that we are not their subjects, that we are not here to work for them and their corporate fascist buddies. They are here to work for us, and if they fail to do so, the American people will take responsibility, and we will impeach them, and we will prosecute them for their crimes against we the people. You already see they have no fear of consequence from the American people or people on a global basis because nobody is holding them accountable for the laws that they are violating. And one more time, friends, they are not above the law. They are to magnify the law, for after all, that's what they said when they put their hands on the Bible, swearing to God and to man to uphold the enumerated laws found within, both against foreign and domestic enemies, so help me God. And the Lord will hold them, and He will hold us accountable. Okay, but if we want mercy from the Lord, then we better hold to His commandments, friends. Read Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23:23, and the bottom line is, friends, is we got to get busy. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.